Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by our medical expert, Dr. Richard Podell. And we're going to spend most of the second hour answering your questions. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. You can call with questions about specific supplements or what the supplements do or what about what supplements to use for different things and anything like that. We're always happy to talk to you. Okay, those of you who are on the phones, thanks for staying there over the break, and let's talk to Hilda, calling from Queens. Hi, Hilda.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I heard that if you take statin drugs for high cholesterol and CoQ10, you can get very dizzy. Is that true?
No.
No.
Next question. No. Okay. No, that's not a usual type of reaction. I'm not saying it could never happen, but it's not a usual type of reaction.
Yeah. So, in fact, you know, you want to take CoQ10 with statins because statins will interrupt the production of coenzyme Q, reduce the amount by 50% or so. We're not sure how important that is, but I'd rather be on the safe side and make sure that the coenzyme Q is on board.
All right, gentlemen. I thank you very much.
Okay, Hilda. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And as Dr. Podell pointed out, the statins do interrupt the body's own manufacture of CoQ10. And that could be that could cause a separate problem, and sometimes does. It's felt that some of the muscle pain that people get when they take statins might be due to the fact that the statins interrupt that manufacture of CoQ10. Okay, let's talk to Betty from Clifton, New Jersey. Hi, Betty.
Hi. In reference to krill oil,
mm-hmm.
and if it would be more beneficial than the regular omega-3 oil that I take?
In my opinion, I don't believe so. Okay, I don't think so. I think if you want to take krill oil, take krill oil. I don't think it's going to be any better than fish oil.
Well, because the article says 11 times better than fish oil for healthy cholesterol.
Well, first of all, these oils don't help cholesterol. They'll help triglycerides. They'll help maybe prevent heart attacks,
mm-hmm.
but they don't lower cholesterol.
It's not a direct function of the omega-3s, as Dr. Podell pointed out. There are other risk factors for heart disease. One of them is high triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing you can take for high triglycerides is the fish oil.
That's what I take.
Yeah.
The article says it's 8 times better than for healthy triglycerides. It's written by a doctor here.
That's all right. You got to figure mm-hmm. who the doctor is and
mm-hmm.
What the purpose of it is. Is it someone who's trying to sell krill oil?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I'm not saying krill oil's bad.
Uh-huh.
You asked me my opinion.
Yeah.
I gave it to you. Now,
if you don't
like it, take krill oil.
No, I just thought it would be more beneficial. That's why I'm calling.
No,
but it isn't.
There's certainly no basis for saying it is. There's been an awful lot of research done with fish oil,
mm-hmm.
just a handful of articles with krill oil.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Betty, thanks for calling. Okay, Kitty from Manhattan. You're live on the Wilner Window. Hello, Kitty. Is Kitty there?
No. Yes, hi.
Oh, okay. We were just about
sorry.
To disconnect you.
Okay, thank you. I'm enjoying your program. I'm a first-time listener, actually. and I'm having a problem several times a week. I wake up in the middle of the night with not ordinary, what you call a Charlie horse cramps in the legs. No, what this is like is searing hot cramps that run from my foot up the shin, and sometimes it's in the inner thigh going all the way up, you know, to the top of the inner thigh, excruciating, where I really have to scream. It's like agonizing. And then I try to stand up and straighten my leg. It takes a good 15, 20 minutes of just standing and trying to bear it. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, well, you're going to hear a little bit from our medical expert, Dr. Richard Podell.
Thank you. And okay. I should mention that I take blood pressure medicine. I don't know if it's related. I do take hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams and two other blood pressure medicines. I should mention that. And that's it.
Okay, now, superficially, what this sounds like is a bad muscle cramp, but we can't really tell for sure. I mean, it comes on all of a sudden and it goes away over 15 minutes. If it were a blood clot or something, you know, nerve damage or something, that wouldn't happen. But having said that, that's really only a speculation. I think you should be seeing your doctor and trying to see if he can find something that's triggering it.
I do have a condition called venous insufficiency, which is mild, not severe. And that sometimes causes a heaviness in the ankles and some redness there. But I've seen, should I see a vascular specialist for this problem or just my general doctor?
I would start with the general doctor because we may or may not be talking about something vascular.
Uh-huh.
And I think more likely than not, it's muscle. And if it is muscle, then the question is, well, is there a disc in the back or something that's triggering the muscle? And that's something a generalist can do well.
Okay. To me, it feels more like the nerves. It doesn't feel like an ordinary muscle cramp, like in the calf.
Yeah. Well, you have to start with an open mind and let your GP take a look at it.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kitty. Thanks for the call. 1-800-321-0710. And, you know, that number works all the way down Atlanta, Georgia. This show is being heard down in Atlanta on WGKA. Okay, so all you Atlanta folks, you know, give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. All right, next, let's see, Denise from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Denise.
Oh, hi there. Thanks for that. Also, I'd like to ask you if you have any suggestion for post-herpatic neuralgia. I had shingles, and this is the after effect. I'm really suffering with it. I'm taking Neurontin currently, and I don't know. I think it's...
How long ago did you have the shingles?
I had it last February, so it's 1 year, now, 1 year. And it was so excruciating. It's better now. It's... a pain scale. I'm on a pain scale, maybe of number four to five, so it's better. But I'm on Neurontin. I'm 400 milligrams,
right,
twice a day. I kind of take it. And
okay. All right. I'll mention a couple of things.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
Have you tried acupuncture?
I have. Yes. Yes. In fact, I have. Early on, I did try that, and I went for about six sessions.
Okay.
And it really didn't do anything.
Okay.
This was really early on, so I said, you know.
Okay. No, look, you gave it a good shot.
Correct. I did. Yes.
Okay. The other thing is, Dr. Podell, is high-dose B12 indicated at this point?
Well, it's one of those things couldn't hurt, and if you have B12 deficiency, that would be helpful perhaps. Thiamine, carnitine, a number of things help nerve damage.
Thiamine.
But unless there's a specific deficiency, those will not be helpful particularly. I don't think we have anything really very efficient in alternative medicine for the shingles pain.
Uh-huh.
That's why they're promoting the shingles vaccine these days.
Oh, yes, yes, I know that.
Right, but of course, it's too. Right now they don't give it to people who've already had shingles.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone who's listening who hasn't.
There's a topical product I'll recommend. okay? It's something you put on...
Lidocaine?
No. It's called Noragen. N-E-U-R-A-G.
Oh, yes. I did try that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. As long as you tried it.
Yeah.
Actually, lidocaine wouldn't be a bad idea.
Lidocaine, yes. I do apply from time to time. And incidentally, I am taking B12 5000. I'm taking that. Yes, thank you. Yeah. And I just wanted to ask you, how far in between should I take the Neurontin for 400? I don't want to take it like so often. I'll take it about 6 hours apart. Is that...
Well, okay, Neurontin is ordinarily taken 3 or 4 times a day every 6 or 8 hours. However, it's very sedating. So what I tend to do with people is to load it all up at night so people sleep better, less likely to get sedated during the day. Now, the government says that isn't the way to do it. It probably works better if you dose it 3 or 4 times a day. But most of my patients seem to do fine when we just dose it at night.
And or yes, and do you think 400? I think, or do you witness this?
Well, the FDA has approved drug doses for Neurontin of up to 1,800 milligrams.
Oh, yeah.
But that, talk to your doctor about that.
Yeah. Okay.
The higher you go, the more side effects. It's got very significant side effects, including feeling dopey in the brain and losing balance and so on. So it's something that it's a good drug, but you want to watch it carefully.
Yes, doctor. So okay, and then finally, so 1,800 would be the limit, sir. Is that what you?
Well, I think sometimes doctors will go higher.
Okay.
But the FDA has approved between 900 and 1,800 as their usual dose.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to recommend a homeopathic product.
Yes.
It's called Hypericum.
Oh.
Take Hypericum 30C.
H-Y-P-E-R.
H-Y-P-E-R. Let's see. I-C-U-M. Hypericum 30C.
30C.
Okay.
And where do I get this homeopathic?
Any place that sells natural products. Wilner has it, or a health food store would have it.
Hypericum.
They'll tell you what to do with it.
Okay, sir.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you very much.
All righty. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here. Give us a call. Right now, we need to take a break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Riddell.
And we'll both be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So? Well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. Well, and what's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you will find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes and setting up special seminars and health fairs. And in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. And these anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to keep be kept informed on everything we have going on this year, just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it at our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or at the store. And while you're on the website, by the way, be sure to check out, enter our drawings for free prizes. And you can check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your order on the website. That's www.wilner.com. Even better, visit us in person at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, the Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall in Atlanta. We're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And Maggie from Mastic, Long Island, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I was tested positive through a blood test for lupus, and also being pre-diabetic as well. And the doctor told me that instead of having any plan right now to just take blood tests, blood every 3 months, and we'll take it from there. So my question is there anything I can do for myself during the interim of all that waiting?
Well, first of all, what sounds like what you got probably is a positive blood test for anti-nuclear antibody, is my guess. Is that correct? Are you having symptoms? I mean, you're having joint swelling?
Well, I have a lot of joint pain because I have four bulging discs and I have arthritis in my hip, so I have a lot of joint pain. I'm getting, since being tested for positive for lupus, I'm also getting extra joint pain in my toes and hands.
Yeah. Okay. You may or may not really be having something that's like lupus.
Okay.
Most people, when they test the so-called positive blood test, it's not a diagnosis of lupus, even though they call it a lupus test. To have lupus, you have to have a real systemic inflammatory process, usually the swollen joints. Now, you have joints that are painful. You
yes.
have other reasons for it.
Yes.
Maybe there's also a swelling phenomenon. That's a question you should ask your doctor directly.
Okay.
What I think the doctor is saying is that you don't have lupus. Let's just keep an eye on it.
Okay, okay, so that's what I should do then, and I...
Well, that's what I think he's saying,
yeah,
but you have to ask
exactly
him.
Exactly what he's saying, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no supplements I can take, because I also have a lot of fatigue with it.
Well, again, the issue of why you're tired, that would takes a whole evaluation. You could have an inflammatory process. I mean, he could do a sedimentation rate to see. You could have a sleep problem. You could have a mood problem. You could be not okay. eating well.
Okay.
I mean, those are all, each of those has to be looked at on its own.
All
if,
right, so
if you're in pain, you're probably not sleeping real well.
No, I'm not.
And so forth. So, you know, I don't want to push it off.
Uh-huh.
Say it isn't anything, but
right.
I always want to emphasize the importance of communicating with the doctor so that you know what he thinks and he knows what you think.
Okay.
Okay.
I also have another question, if you don't mind.
No.
I know somebody that has Lyme's disease, and they're taking low doses of naproxen. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Naproxen?
Yeah. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's like an Advil or giant aspirin.
What do you think of that? Because
did you say naproxen?
Naproxen.
Naproxyn?
Yes.
Okay, that's Aleve.
That's Aleve?
Aleve, Aleve.
Yeah, it's an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty good for pain and swelling, but it can really mess up the stomach. It can affect the liver and the kidneys.
Okay.
If a person is taking that every day, the doctor should be following stool tests to see if there's occult blood. It should be looking at liver tests, anemia tests, kidney tests, etc. So
okay.
it's a real drug, even though it's over the counter.
Oh, well, this is a prescription that she has.
Well, then
maybe
it's
you can
get it by prescription as well.
Oh, it's
naltrexone.
Naltrexone,
that's something else.
Naltrexone, no, that's something
yes,
else.
That's it. I'm sorry, I didn't have the right spelling.
That's a narcotic antagonist. It blocks the action of opium-type drugs.
Oh.
And alternative medicine, it's used as low doses, sometimes as a treatment for fatigue and for autism and all sorts of odd things. The usually recognized use is in terms of blocking narcotics. And sometimes for alcoholism and things like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's probably not why it's being used.
Well, he has Lyme's disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an alternative medicine usage. Is it
Great.
Helping?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yes, it is.
Okay. But, you know, you have to make sure you took the antibiotics for Lyme's also.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to...
Antibiotics? All right. All right, doctor. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for that call, Maggie. Okay, Refat from Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Refat.
Good afternoon. I have two quick questions. One is about krills. I was taking them for a while, then I was told that they are non-sustainable organisms.
Yeah.
So I stopped taking krill oil, and one of the major health food stores in the States took them off the shelves, apparently.
Yeah, what was it, Whole Foods, I think, took it off.
Whole Foods, I didn't want to mention their name.
That's all right.
That's how I learned about it. So I'm taking now fish oil,
yeah.
which apparently is better than just simple cod liver oil.
Okay, you know what? Refat, if you want to hang on, go ahead. We need to pause for a break here, okay? This is... Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, will be back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling on the Pulaski Skyway, a bit of a problem, as this report is brought to you by Walgreens. It's going to be over on the outbound side of Raymond Boulevard. A crash right lane will be blocked off. I'm not seeing any delays on the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway from top to bottom. Getting across the Hudson River over at the George Washington Bridge, about a 5 to 10 minute wait heading into town on both the upper and lower decks. That's mainly due to delays at the cash lanes. Outbound side, you're okay. Holland Tunnel into town, a 20 minute wait. Outbound side, quiet. Lincoln outbound, a 10-minute wait inbound side, we appear to be okay. In the five boroughs, overall, pothole repair is still wrapping up in Staten Island on the West Shore Expressway heading in towards the Staten Island Expressway. And on the outer bridge, we're kind of slow heading into Staten Island. A couple of stalled cars, the culprit. Stop by Walgreens to shop a great selection of gifts, including Ferrero Rocher and Hershey's Kisses chocolates. There's a way to share the love this Valentine's Day. East River Crossing's looking good. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gotomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Before we get back to the phones, I want to urge you to check out the sales now in effect at Wilner Chemists. As part of our 100-year anniversary celebration, we have all sorts of great discounts in place, including the four CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120, 200, and 400 milligram, all four on sale at 75% off list price. We also have 50% off discounts on products from BioForce, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Garden of Life, Healthy Origins, Jarrow, Natural Factors, and Source Naturals. The full listing can be found at www.wilner.com. Wilner is W-I-L-L-N-E-R. Okay, getting back to the phones. Refat, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
One more question about the oils.
Yeah.
Should we stop taking fish oil or whatever oil, cod liver oil, in the summertime?
No.
Just keep.
No, because the reason sometimes people say, well, stop cod liver oil is because cod liver oil is a natural source of vitamin D. But the amount of vitamin D in cod liver oil is very low.
Yeah, especially for older people, I guess it's beneficial. Finally, about chia, I hear all kinds of stories about its health value. But what I'm not sure is, do you take it cold or warm? Because some people, they say they use it in cooking, and apparently it destroys nutritional value.
Well, some of it gets destroyed. But chia has fiber. It's good to make you use it almost like in a drink.
Cereal,
you can mix it up in a drink, put it in cereal. That's the right way to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, Refat. Thanks for calling. Okay, Mike from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First-time caller. I'm suffering from severe sciatic nerve problems. I've been bedridden for 5 days, and it's been steady. I've been trying to loosen up. It's just like a cramp-like feeling that hasn't loosened up at all. And I'd like to know how I can get this, taken care of. Now, I spoke to a neurologist who had told me that the body will dissolve this the disc that's giving me the problem, that's leaning against my nerve. And outside of that, it's like, I don't think I can live with this. I mean,
I hope you misunderstood the neurologist. I don't think the body's going to dissolve the disc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Have you got a diagnosis? In other words, did you go to the doctor and somebody said you have sciatica because your disc is pressing on the nerve somewhere in the lumbar region?
Exactly.
Is that what happened? Or you just think you have sciatica?
No, thank. I've been under a doctor's care for a while. Yes, I've been under
a
doctor's
care. Are you there,
Mike? Yes, I'm here.
Guess
can you hear
not.
Me?
Okay.
Yes.
How about Dave from Airmont? Did we lose Mike?
Yes.
Hello?
What?
Still there.
Are you there, Mike? No, I guess we lost Mike. Oh, okay. All right. Looks like we lost him. Okay, but as far as, in case you're still listening, Mike, as far as sciatica goes, it's caused by a disc that's pressing on the nerve somewhere in the lumbar region, usually somewhere between, L4 and L5, L5 and L6, okay, L3 and L4, but it's happening somewhere in the lumbar region. It's like somebody stepping on your toe. If somebody stepping on your toe, it's tough to do anything, take anything for it if you're not going to get somebody to not step on your toe. Okay? So that's the deal. Okay? All right. So we lost Mike. If he calls back, put him back. All right. Dave from Airmont, New York.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
First thing I wanted to ask you about, I've been taking fish oil and red yeast rice.
Okay.
And you know, there's like a friend of mine said that he's taking the fish oil recommended by his doctor, like a Levada, whatever, through
Levada,
a pharmaceutical
yeah.
grade, saying that their fish oils are better than yours. That we, you know, I may have mercury in some of my fish oils. Is that a possibility?
No, that's a canard. That's
well,
not true.
Now it's a possibility if you're getting a lousy brand, but
yeah,
any of the good
no.
health food brands, it's
no.
not.
No, no.
They test for it.
Not. And if you ask your doctor to
right.
show you a mercury report from their product, he won't do it because they don't give it to you.
Yeah, I asked for it. They didn't answer me.
That's right. They don't answer you.
Okay.
So,
okay.
you know, so they don't have a clue.
My son has taken CLA that he thinks that's going to help him lose weight. And could you tell me what that is?
CLA is conjugated linoleic acid. And believe it or not, it's a long-term thing. So if you take CLA on a continual basis and you do this, I think you're supposed to take like 1-3 times a day. And if you do this over a year's time, you lose more weight than if you didn't take it. Okay.
Okay.
So it's a long-term thing. It's not something that's going to work over a week or a month or 2 months. It's a long-term continual thing.
All right, so if you take 1-3 times a day, you're not going to overdose. Can you take too much of that?
Probably if you try, but that's not too much. You know,
okay,
that's the proper dose.
All right, thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, Mike, you're back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry we lost you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, did you hear what I said when you were off the phone?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Mike, you know...
Sciatica is, if it's sciatica, it's caused by a disc somewhere in the lower lumbar region pressing on the sciatic nerve, okay? And it's like somebody stepping on your toe. If somebody's stepping on your toe, you know, you don't take an aspirin, you get the guy off your toe. So did you get a diagnosis that is indeed what's going on with you?
Yes, I did get a diagnosis from my doctors. It's arthritis due to complications of sciatica due to a slipped disc in my back.
Okay. Now, sometimes these things, when you rest, they sort of, you know, the disc can sometimes go back where it belongs and not bulge out as much and cause the pain. You know, usually it means you're on your back for a week, maybe 2 weeks, and sometimes it goes. Sometimes you need more specific treatment. Now,
actually, what will happen is that in addition to slipping, there's going to be muscle spasm and inflammation. The muscle spasm and the inflammation are correctable. The disc doesn't get corrected by itself.
Yeah. So what we can offer you are perhaps some anti-inflammatories. You know, some good natural anti-inflammatories might help you at this point, if that's what you're looking for.
Okay, anything to ease the pain where I'm able to get up and move?
The only thing that's going to, well, as I said, there's some good natural anti-inflammatories. There's a nice product from a new chapter called Zyflamend. Zyflamend.
Zyflamend.
Yes, that's a nice product from New Chapter. It's a very good anti-inflammatory. Otherwise, for sciatic pain, that's really bad. You may need some, you know, real heavy-duty painkiller.
How about surgery?
Well, surgery is always an option. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. You've been very informative. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mike. Okay, Kay from Staten Island, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is for Dr. Podell. This is about my husband. He has been suffering from low blood pressure for a very long time, maybe about 10 to 20 years. But recently, there have been episodes where the blood pressure has dropped down so low that he passed out a couple of times, you know, for 4-5 minutes. So after having this tilt table test, his doctor prescribed flutrocortisone. So my question is that medication, I mean, does it have any side effects, and if there is an alternative to that?
Well, it It's, first of all, you know, let's assume that they have the correct diagnosis. This is a cortisone-like medicine, only it isn't really cortisone. It's an adrenal hormone. It tends to retain salt and water. And the idea is that if you have more blood volume, you're less likely to have your blood pressure drop. Licorice root will do very similar stuff. Can't say that one is necessarily safer than the other. They both have the effect of causing low potassium, and they both need to be medically supervised, okay? Because what he has is not a nutritional problem per se, but he's got a disease. So whichever way you do it, you have to be monitored. I usually wind up using the licorice and with supplemental potassium. But again, that's something to discuss with the doctor.
Okay, so
if he does take how much potassium should he take if he continues with the medication? Or how much licorice also should he take?
Those are questions for the doctor, because we cannot, you know, analyze. I don't know what his potassium is. That has to be a doctor who's following him making those judgments.
Okay, now, Dr. Podell, would something like DHEA be indicated?
Well, DHEA is a different adrenal hormone, and it doesn't really affect the blood pressure a whole lot. It has a number of good effects, probably, on fatigue, osteoporosis, depression, and so forth. But no, the Florinef, which is what they're using, is the standard medical treatment. Licorice does a very similar kind of thing.
Okay, so what is your husband's blood pressure?
Well, normally it's around, sometimes it drops down in the 90s and the diastolic in the 50s. Sometimes it's a little over 100, like 110, 114 over 60 or 67, something like that.
So just taking more salt doesn't help him?
He takes quite a bit of salt,
okay.
But these episodes do not come about very often, but it has been happening every few months recently. I don't know whether stress plays any part in this, but now he has started taking this medication. So, in other words, I understood from what Dr. Podell said that there are no side effects to this medication.
No, I didn't say that.
Excepting, of course, potassium, right?
No, you can get side effects, but, you know, if this is the proper medicine, it's worth doing. Now, whether that's what's going on or something else, is he having, let's say, a period of slow heart rate and therefore fainting, that's partly for the doctors to figure out.
Okay, Kay.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right.
Okay, time for another break. Our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll both be back after these messages.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Ageless Trans Resveratrol. Resveratrol is a natural occurring polyphenol found in grapes and Japanese knotweed. It has long been associated with the French paradox, which is the surprisingly low incidence of cardiovascular disease in France, where consumption of resveratrol-rich red wine and a high-fat diet is commonplace. Blue Bonnet's Ageless Trans Resveratrol provides the more stable, active trans isomer from red wine extract and Japanese knotweed in three potencies, 100, 250, and 500 milligrams. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose Ageless Trans Resveratrol, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's Ageless Trans Resveratrol, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, the two New Chapter products, Prostate 5LX in the 60 size, and Every Man's One Daily, the 72 size, are on sale at one-half price. New Chapter, one-half price, Prostate 5LX, and Every Man's One Daily. Okay, and our next caller is Shannon from Bronxville, New York. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, doctors. Good afternoon to you. I have been listening to you for years and years together, okay, but I never got the courage to call you. But now I'm 78. I like to talk to you because I'm in pain. I am diabetic, and I have a bad arthritis. It's not a pain. It's a lot of stiffness. Mm-hmm. My knees are swollen, and every time you go to the doctors, they suggest, oh, when you cannot walk, you have to go for surgery. Doctor, I don't want to go to the surgery. I just want, if you could help me in any way, I take fish oil, I take calcium, magnesium with vitamin 3. I also take extra vitamin D, 1000.
Okay.
And I am diabetic, as I told you. I am also have blood pressure, cholesterol, and acid problem too. And I like, first my question to you is, can I take acupuncture?
Sure, why not?
You know, I just went to ask my internist, and he told me, oh, you may get infection. I say, infection of what? He says, because they're going to put you needles.
Yeah, so they've been doing it for 1,000 years.
Thousands years.
Don't worry about it. If you think acupuncture can help, do it.
Oh, I see. And I have tried actually so many medicines and creams and everything. It does not help. It does not help. So this last resort is my acupuncture.
Try it and see what happens.
Oh, I see.
Give it 4 or 5 treatments and see how you do.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Also, another question just came in my mind that I hear all the doctors on the radio, on the television. My doctor, due to my SD, he's giving me Nexium or Omeprazole.
Okay.
He told me that you have to take every day. If I take care of my diet, very...
What, you don't want to take it?
No, because I heard from this morning on the television, Dr. I don't know whether I should give you the name, Dr. Isidore comes every morning.
So what's the...
He says that if you take this medicine, you can get a cancer. And my doctor, who is a, what you call, a specialist in gas and gastrologist, he said, no, no, for your case.
Okay, so why did he want to give you the medicine?
Why he gave me? Because of acidity. Because I get a lot of acidity reflux. Sometimes such a hard that I cannot breathe. So he said, you have to have.
Well, I mean, that's a standard medicine. When this medicine first came out, there were some studies in rats which suggested there was an increase in certain kinds of cancers. But the Food and Drug Administration decided that that probably wasn't really relevant to people. And it's been used for a long, long time, and there's, as far as I know, there's nothing bad that's come out of it. There may or may not be some small risk, but if you have an acid problem, this is the usual treatment. Now, if your diet is good enough, maybe you wouldn't need it. I mean, that's true with some people. But if you're going to take it, if you're going to need it, it's probably best to take it every day the way the doctor says.
Okay, thanks for that call, Shannon. Good luck. All right, let's talk to Marcy from Manhattan.
Yes,
hi, Marcy.
Hi, I'd like to ask a question I forgot to ask the person who asked me before. I hope it's okay. I understand if you take too much calcium, magnesium, and whatever, it can go into your arteries and cause damage. What's going on with that? Is that true?
It's not really true. I mean, you know, too much. With any reasonable dosage, no. That if you, there are ways calcification in the arteries can occur particularly if people are vitamin D deficient or vitamin K deficient. But it's not from just taking in normal amounts of calcium, and it's certainly not from taking in magnesium.
Well, what is the normal amount? Is 1,200 okay? 2,000?
Well, that's what the government's recommending, yeah. 1,200, okay. Not 2,000.
Oh, 1,200. Okay. Now, what about vitamin D maximum if you want to take it a lifetime and not constantly be tested to see your levels? Is there any harm in, like, trying to do 1,000 a day, or is there a maximum amount you should do?
Well, normally we like to measure. And, you know, if they measure it once a year, that's not such a big deal. Mm-hmm. For most people, 1,000 will work pretty well. But people vary all over the lot. For some people, it may be too much. For some people, it may be too little. For most people, it'll be okay.
About 1,000.
And I think they just raised the upper limit to 2,000 a day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the government says you take up to 2,000 if you want to. That's okay.
2,000 of, okay. And the third question, when you subject any of the oils, including saturated oil, to heat, are you causing damage in your body?
You're causing damage in the oil, that's for sure.
Well, uh-huh.
If it's a saturated oil, you're probably not.
Not that much, yeah.
Like coconut oil?
Yeah, that's because it's already saturated.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to worry about creating a trans fat.
But if you do other oils and you create a trans fat, you mean it's almost worthless to have
not
them?
That, well, you're not really creating a trans fat. What you're creating is an oxygen.
An oxidized fat, rancid.
Yeah.
Is what you're creating.
It's almost like making...
So when they deep fry the stuff for hours and hours in the French fries, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the, as Dr. Podell pointed out, that's the situation. You don't want to do that if you can avoid it. And if you're going to do it, you really should be using a saturated fat, not a corn oil fat, which is, or a safflower oil fat, which is, although it sounds good, it's unsaturated, but... You know,
butter has its virtues.
Yeah, butter has its virtues for certain things. Did we get your Did we get your question, Marcy?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for calling. The vitamin D question just keeps coming up, and it doesn't go away.
Right.
Okay, now we're going to let you hear some info about a nice product from New Chapter called Zyflamin.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira for their help this weekend. And... you know, Dr. Fred Vanini, the Heart Show, immediately following the Wilner Window at 4 o'clock. Dr. Vanini has a new book, Beating the Cardio-Diabetes Connection. I sure hope he tells you about it, when he gets in the studio a little while. Okay, see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.